my experiences with grief. If not processed and felt, grief will wait below the surface until it is experienced. Grief needs to be felt and processed completely in order for us to move past it. It can be delayed for some time, but it doesn't go away until it's processed. There are 5 stages in processing grief, which occur in the following order: denial and isolation, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. My biggest challenges with grief began over 10 years ago when my dad died of heart failure. And then, 6 months later, my mom died unexpectedly on an Easter Sunday. The last time I spoke with my mom was a week before her death. Due to an argument, the last thing I said to her was, "Don't call me anymore." Then I hung up the phone. I was very sad at the time because my mom had always been the warmest and most loving person I had ever known. But alcoholism took her away in the end. After her death, I withdrew into isolation. I remember feeling that my history had been erased somehow, with both my parents gone now. The 2 people who knew me and loved me most were gone. My life felt empty, like a ghost town, with its purpose and meaning now in question. A few months after my mom's death, I became involved in a relationship with a woman I didn't get along with very well, but with whom I had a passionate physical chemistry, not a good combination. I didn't have much to bring to the relationship and was using it as a distraction to avoid my grief. But I remained in a deep depression, feeling numb most of the time, just going through the motions of my life. Within a month of the beginning of that relationship, my partner became pregnant and had an abortion. A month later, she had a miscarriage because it turned out that she had been pregnant with twins, and the doctors had been unaware of that when they performed the abortion. So it was the second twin that miscarried. Thus, all within 9 months, I experienced the abortion of my twins and the death of both of my parents. During the 2 years of that relationship, there was a constant cloud of sadness in and around me. For those 2 years, I was isolated in the depression stage of grief. Then, when the relationship suddenly ended, I felt completely alone for the first time in my life. The grief that I had buried and avoided after the deaths of my dad, mom, and the aborted twins came rushing back and hit me all at once. I had a sadness and grief on a level that completely devastated me for months. A constant, heavy, empty, dark feeling completely engulfed my daily life. In fact, the anxious pain became so severe that I actually passed out from it twice. The grief was just waiting to be processed. Grief doesn't go away by avoiding it. It just waits to be felt and processed in the future. The 2-year relationship had been a distraction for me to avoid feeling my grief and processing it. When you avoid and do not process grief, it hides under the surface as depression and waits. Based on my own experiences, I would advise you, when you encounter loss and grief, to feel it. Don't try to avoid it. Experience it fully. Don't run from it. Move toward it and feel it. Grief is like an hourglass. When you flip it over and start experiencing the feelings, there's a limited amount of time to process the grief, and then it ends. But all the sand, all the grief, needs to drain out. The more you feel and process, the more you're putting behind you, and the more you won't need to feel that again in the future. Once you have totally processed the grief, you enter its final stage, which is acceptance. Remember, feelings will never kill you. Move toward them, not away. Embrace them. Look at the pictures and listen to the songs that remind you of what makes you sad, and cry as much as you can. Crying drains the hourglass. Each minute of feeling grief takes you closer to acceptance, which is a place of no more pain. Each moment of feeling your pain brings you closer to being done with it and moving past it. Drain it completely. Do not avoid the feelings that hurt. Experience them as much as you can. It's all right to be sad and cry. People are supposed to cry. The more we cry, the closer we come to ending the grieving process. We need to process the emotions so that we can get through the grief cycle, which ends in acceptance. If we don't process the grief, we stay stuck in denial, anger, and depression. Grief follows the death of loved ones, the end of relationships, the loss of health, and the loss of financial security.